You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today, several really hot topics. First, we'll be addressing sarcopenic obesity, its effects on physical performance, disability, and quality of life. Then we're going to change it up. There was a study published that made the media buzz last week about short-term use of hormone replacement therapy associated with increased ovarian cancer risk in women. We're going to get to the bottom of just how accurate that frenzy was. Then we're going to be joined back by Paul Becker, who was on the show last week. He wants to make some corrections on some comments that he made. After he listened to the show, he realized that he misquoted some numbers. And also, give away two Earth Pulse version 5 units to two lucky people in the audience. So stay tuned for that. As you know, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and its parent company, product line, All-American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about them. So let's get started. Dr. Lorenzo Danini, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So let's talk about your recent paper on sarcopenic obesity. I think this is actually a new term, is it not?
Not really. It's a term which defines the combination of two situations, so obesity and sarcopenia. This means that, in particular, during the aging process, we have changes in body composition, and we may have an increase in fat mass together with a reduction of lean body mass.
Okay.
And this situation may lead to a reduction in function and to an increase in comorbidity and the reduction in quality of life.
So describe the study that drove the paper that you published.
Yes, we selected a certain number of patients where we found both the increase in fat mass and in lean body mass. And these are not only elderly subjects. And we found that in these subjects we had an increase in age, but also an increase in comorbidity, an increase in functional disability, and a modification of body composition with an increase in fat mass, in particular visceral fat mass, and a reduction in lean body mass, in particular appendicular skeletal mass. And all this situation lead to a reduction in functional ability. They also presented a higher level of anxiety, depression, and an increased number of medications and an increased healthcare interventions.
Now, these individuals were classically defined as obese because they had a BMI greater than 30, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not really correct. In particular, in these subjects, we have to move from a definition based on weight and on the ratio of weight to stature to a definition based on body composition, because in particular in these subjects we have an increase in fat mass that can mask the decrease in lean body mass.
Uh-huh.
And we cannot see it on a scale.
So this is a phenomenon that's becoming very popular now. In the United States, we call it skinny fat. So this is traditionally a person who perhaps their body type is one that we would look at and think, oh, you know, they wear a 36 waist pants. They're healthy. But the reality is the body is made up disproportionately of more body fat and not enough lean body mass, correct?
Exactly. And this may be represented by a reduction in the functions in all the activities of daily living, in the instrumental activities of daily living, in the difficulties they have just to climb stairs or to move from a chair, or the walking speed is reduced, and so on.
So talk about the types of tests that you did to evaluate these individuals to ascertain that they were both losing lean mass and gaining fat mass.
Yes, we examined the body composition with DEXA and bioimpedance, and afterward we examined hand grip strength, and we performed a short physical performance battery where they had to sit to stand, and then they have to walk for 4 meters, and then to have we measured the capacity to maintain a certain balance on their legs, and therefore these patients they had a reduction in these performances, and we also examined the level of depression, anxiety, the level of comorbidity, and their disability and quality of life.
Did you look at any blood chemistry parameters in these individuals?
Yes, we looked at the chemistry, but these are not. So the sarcopenic obesity is related to metabolic impairment, in particular to insulin resistance, because we have the increase in fat mass, we have inflammation, and also we have a reduced insulin sensitivity related to reduced lean body mass. But this is not probably the main problem in this subject. I think that the main problem is related to the reduction in their functional ability and then in their quality of life.
So the scale was, obesity was diagnosed as an increase in fat mass by 35% in women and 25% in men. Sarcopenia was defined as lean body mass that was below 90% of the subject's ideal lean body mass. Where do you get that ideal lean body mass for a person's height number? Where does that come from?
Oh, we know that when we have an increase in body weight, normally, physiologically, we have also an increase in lean body mass. We know that ideal excess weight in the obese individual is represented 75% by fat mass and 25% by fat-free mass tissue. And this is the ideal overweight. In these subjects, we may have a reduction of this proportion, and the lean body mass is no more able to sustain the increase in fat mass and to preserve them from functional and metabolic consequences.
How much of the anxiety portion of when we're talking about anxiety, for obviously some of it has to do with the individuals who tend to be insulin resistant suffer from perceived hypoglycemia, even though their blood sugar may be high. The glucose is having a hard time entering cells, so they still have in situ hypoglycemia. How much of the anxiety is just from that? And how much of the anxiety do you think is from sort of evolutionary feedback mechanism that's saying to the body, we are dangerously out of balance between fat and mass? We could not sustain trying to save our own lives.
Well, I think that anxiety and depression are main features of obesity in all cases, because obese subjects they don't have a very good quality of life, and they have difficulties in their day life. So anxiety may represent a feature, a particular feature of obese subjects. And these subjects also they have anxiety related to a kinesophobia. So the fear of movement, they have difficulties in moving, and they may have a pain, and they may
fall or be unable to get out of a chair, and they're embarrassed about that. So that goes back to what I was saying. I get this. I try to look at things from an evolutionary perspective, because we've spent 4.6 million years evolving, and this very, very small period of time in more recent history that we've spent de-evolving. And I kind of think that the body wants to be able to take care of itself. And we have checks and balances, negative feedback loops, that when we start to end up with disproportionate amount of weight that doesn't have any active value, such as fat, and muscle is diminishing, the body starts sending signals to the brain that we are in a very, very dangerous situation. We could be compromised very easily. And because we don't know that's why the signals are coming, we just perceive this as some idiopathic anxiety. The other thing that comes to mind is in your paper, you point out that these individuals had a higher inflammatory status as a result of their physiology, and also obviously because of their metabolic disorders. And more recently, inflammation has been associated with depression. There is good evidence now showing that the chronic inflammation triggers some forms of depression. So that could be another area that it's coming from, right?
Yeah, so we don't know exactly, but probably from adipose tissue, we are a certain number of molecules that can modify the brain system and modulate in different ways eating behaviors and other faculties of the brain. So probably that we know that, for example, the inflammation of the adipose tissue may increase the cognitive impairment, mm-hmm. and at least Alzheimer's disease occurrence.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side with Dr. Lorenzo Donini. We're talking about what we're talking about here is sarcopenia of the obese individual, sarcopenic obesity, and how it relates to clinical function and physical status. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products
products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we've dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Lorenzo Danini. We're talking about sarcopenic obesity, or what we like to call skinny fat in this community, quite frankly. We know a lot of people out there who they may fit into certain clothing, and they may have a small physical footprint, if you will, but they carry way too much lean body mass and way too much body fat, and as a result are prone to some of these issues. So, Dr. Danini, what is your suggestion to clinicians out there? We have a hard enough time getting physicians to even address obesity with their patients. Now we need to not only address obesity, but get these people to focus on building lean body mass, right?
Yes, we have to address obesity, and we have in particular to evaluate the level of fat mass and the level of lean body mass. And afterwards, we have also to look at the physical performances of these patients together with the metabolic capacities. We have to look to have a multidimensional evaluation of these subjects, and based on this evaluation, we can imagine to perform a treatment for these subjects.
What do we tell doctors? In other words, most physicians have completely ignored the importance of muscle. And because most people within the medical orthodoxy consider muscle some sort of frivolity, some sort of, you know, oh, it's something that you do when you are a jock or an athlete, but it's really of no consequence. And we're learning now that in order to remain ambulatory, in order to remain strong, we know that muscle is now in many ways producing hormones that we never realized it produced. It actually produces leptin, not just body fat. So how do we get doctors to start telling their patients not just to exercise, but to exercise with the goal of adding lean body mass?
Yes, we can perform a three-level examination. So first of all, body composition, and see how much lean body mass we have in this subject, in particular how much appendicular lean body mass, which is the most important for our function. And the second step is to examine the strength of muscles through an end grip strength, for example. And the third level is to measure the function. So how we can use and how we can perform simple tasks in these subjects. So for example, a sit to stand evaluation or walking for 4 meters if they are older patients, or a 6 minute walk test if they are younger. So these three levels of examination, they can allow us to have a complete evaluation of muscle function.
Okay. I think this is really important, the work that you're doing, because I've been talking about the importance of muscle and its contribution to overall health and longevity for a very, very long time. And I feel like now a lot of people within the scientific community are starting to get the message as well. So it's, was there anything in this study that really surprised you that you, when the results were done and the data was tabulated, you went, wow, I didn't expect to see that?
Yes, the main thing is that we found that sarcopenic obesity is not a problem just for elderly subjects. We are very young subjects, around 30 years old, that have a reduced lean body mass related to sedentarism, to unhealthy dieting for a long period, or to the bariatric surgery not adequately followed during years. So even these subjects, they have, even younger subjects, they have sarcopenia, which we know that is typical of the aging process. And in this subject, in this young subject, the sarcopenic obesity is frequent, and this may represent a very bad prognosis.
Okay, very, very good. I like this kind of research. I applaud you for doing it, and it's an important discussion. And we have to have this discussion over and over again. We have to talk about the importance that muscle provides when we talk about overall health and longevity. It's not something that's optional, in my humble opinion. Thank you for making time to come on the show today, Dr. Donini.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Well, there you go. This is something that we've been talking about for a long time on the show. It doesn't surprise me at all, but it is good that other people are starting to get the message as well. For those of you who don't know, we got hit by a snowstorm. If I sound a little distracted today, this building is completely empty. I'm the only person in the building, to my knowledge. And I keep hearing noises, and I'm looking down the hall expecting to see people walking up. It's probably the mailman putting the mail in the community mailbox back there. But anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about HRT in women and if it does, in fact, increase some risks for some health issues. This is going to be a very, very good interview, I can promise you. Stay tuned.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery, the way nature intended it.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've talked about hormone replacement therapy on this show for 10 years now. And perhaps one area that seems to have lots of confusing messages is in the area of HRT for women. My next guest is Dr. Richard Pito, and his group recently published a study looking at menopausal hormone use and ovarian cancer risk. Well, welcome to the show, Dr. Pito.
Hi.
So,
thanks for inviting me.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have you. So let's talk about this. This was a meta-analysis of 52 studies, correct?
Yeah, what we did in the 1990s, we wanted to try and find out about hormonal factors and all sorts of female cancers, breast cancer, cervix cancer, endometrial cancer, and cancer of the ovary. And we wanted to find out about all sorts of different hormonal factors, oral contraceptives, the number of children you have, whether people are overweight, how young they were when they started their periods, and also hormone replacement therapy. So it was just looking at all sorts of hormonal factors versus all sorts of female cancers. And this report we've just published is on hormone replacement therapy and cancer of the ovary. And what we did, we got all the studies in the world together, asked the people who'd done those studies to share their data on every single woman in their study, detailed data on that woman, and then put it all together, analyzed it all together to see what the totality of the evidence looks like. So there can't be any other study that contradicts this because this is all of the studies there are. So that started in the 1990s, and then we did it again in 2005, getting even more studies and more collaboration. And then finally, we got the answers in the early 2010s, and then we've been trying to get agreement among the collaborators as to exactly what it all means and get all the data exactly straight, and it came out at last Friday.
So there were no studies excluded from your meta-analysis that looked at any role of HRT in women?
There's two main sorts of studies in epidemiology. One's called prospective studies, mm-hmm. where you ask people what they're doing, and then you follow them for the next few years to see what diseases they develop. And the other is called retrospective studies, where you take women who've got a particular disease already, and then you ask them mm-hmm. What pills they take, for example, and you know what they've done, what other characteristics they've got. And then you take a lot of controls, if you like, people you'd like them just to be from the general population, and ask them the same questions. Now, the trouble with the retrospective studies is that people may answer a bit differently. I mean, suppose right. you would... And, you know, they may be somewhat biased by the fact that they've already got the disease. They might answer differently. Or when you try and get what's supposed to be a representative sample of the population, you don't get a representative sample.
Yeah, self-reporting.
Collaborative.
Yeah, self-reporting.
So we got all of the prospective studies, and six smallish retrospective studies were missing. But what we know of those six studies, their published results are entirely consistent with what we found. So
Okay. We've
got all the prospective data, which is what matters, and we've got nearly all of the retrospective data, and we know that what we're missing doesn't differ from our findings.
Right. Okay, so, and what I was going to say was retrospective studies tend to depend on self-reporting, and we know that that people underreport what could be considered what they perceive to be bad behaviors and overreport what they perceive to be good behaviors. So quite often that's skewed. So that's good. You didn't put a lot of weight in those, but they happen to support your findings. So that's very positive. So talk about talk about what you looked for and what you found in this meta-analysis.
Well, we were looking to this particular report. We're looking at whether use of hormone replacement therapy makes you any more likely to develop cancer of the ovary, or less likely for that matter. Does it make you more or less likely to develop cancer of the ovary? And the answer was clear. Even if you've just been taking hormone replacement therapy for a few years, yes, it does make you a bit more likely to develop cancer of the ovary. But the absolute risk isn't big. I mean, if you've got It's a risk of about 1 in 1,000. It's only because we've got such big numbers that these small risks are measurable. So out of 1,000 women who take hormone replacement therapy for a few years, say start at age 50 and take it for 5 years or so, which would be fairly typical nowadays, only one of those 1,000 would get cancer of the ovary as a result of it. The other 999 wouldn't. So mm-hmm. it's a small risk, but it's a real risk.
Now, did you... tease out, or did you identify different modalities of HRT?
the main thing, there's two main kinds of HRT. You either give estrogen on its own or estrogen with some sort of progestin. So they're generally called E or E plus P. Those are the two main kinds, and the risks were very comparable with those two main kinds. So we couldn't really get any finer than that. And we asked people, we tried to find out whether people had switched from one thing to another, and there didn't seem to be much switching. People usually either used the one or the other. So it seemed as though both of the main kinds of hormone replacement therapy had the same adverse effect.
I would respectfully submit that there also are hormones liberated from equine urine, which don't come from that there are hormones that are synthesized to appear as more like our own versus coming from equine. But more importantly, I would submit that the delivery said, we know that methylation of any corticosteroid or anything causes changes in the hepatic landscape that tend to lean towards cancers and thrombotic index elevation, right?
I can't answer this. I'm sorry, I really can't answer this in detail. I don't have the skill to do so. I'm a statistician,
okay,
not
okay.
A biologist or a doctor. What we could get of the preparations, we couldn't see any differences in what was reported, and the big split, the estrogen versus estrogen plus progestin, there didn't seem to be any difference. They both carried comparable risks, and these risks aren't big, but they are real.
Okay. Now, a lot of the people within the HR, and the other thing is, I think some of these newer modalities of delivering hormones and or some of these hormones that are being synthesized to appear more like naturally occurring hormones in our body as opposed to coming from animal sources, that probably that came later after a lot of these studies were probably produced anyway. So so this would be accurate for that period of time because that's all women had available to them.
Yes, but in the prospective studies, we've got data from the prospective studies carrying on through the 2000s and into 2010. I mean, the average time of onset of the ovarian cancers in the prospective studies we reviewed, which is what we mainly put our trust in, would have been in the early 2000s. So I agree, it's always possible. The trouble is cancer is a long-term process. It's a chronic process. It takes a long time to produce cancer. And so you're always looking at the exposure for the past in relation to the cancer of the present.
Right.
So, yes, in principle, but, you know, it. For example, if you were to start taking hormone replacement therapy at age 50, take it for 5 years and then stop, you've got this risk, 1 in 1,000 risk, and about half of that risk would be during the time when you're taking it, and then half of it would be spread out over the next 5, 10, 15 years. So it's quite a longish period when the risk comes from a particular exposure. So it always, in principle, one can say, yes, things are different today, and sometimes it'll be true, but also sometimes it won't be true. And we've been told before that things are going to be safe, it then turned out not to be.
What about long-term? What is long-term use considered? And you said you looked at that off the air when we were talking before.
Yes. Well, we defined short-term use as using it for only about 5 years because that's what is currently normal. If you go back in time a bit before there were these worries about, you know, not only ovary cancer as now, but also some risk of breast cancer, then people used to go on to hormone replacement therapy and stay on it for 10 years, 20 years or so.
Right.
And that's much less common now. And people have said, oh, well, yes, that produced risk, but now that we've only got short-term use, you know, 5 years or so, we won't have any risk left. And so, again, that's not true.
That's not true either.
Is some risk. Long-term risk is going to produce greater. Long-term use will produce greater risk. But that's not so common nowadays. It's taking it for a few years that is common. And that produces a risk, but a smaller risk.
What did you control for things like obesity, insulin resistance, or anything like that?
Obesity, yes. Insulin resistance, no. This was mostly done by asking the prospective studies mostly asked people questions about what they did, and then followed them up. So we get questions about whether they smoke, and some of them measured obesity. or at least body mass index, about how their weight compared with their height. So these things were done, and we've adjusted for things like social class as well, and also which study they were in. We're only comparing women in one study with other women in the same study. We're not comparing women in America with women in England. So it's always comparing as much as possible, like with like, but you can't ever be certain. One thing that did make it seem likely to be a real result was that there are four main kinds of cancer of the ovary. Serous, endometrioid, mucinous, and clear cell. The serous and endometrioid are the most common two, and it was only two of those four types, the serous and the endometrioid, that were increased. The other two weren't significantly changed. Mm-hmm. There was a definite difference between the four types of cancer. There were two of the types were affected, two of the types weren't affected. Unfortunately, serous is not only common, but also dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very, very
I'd like to just go back on this risk business.
Yes, please.
People say, oh, there's a risk. Is there a risk? Yes. But the real question is, how big is that risk? And I'd like to compare it with the risks from smoking. Now, if we had 1,000 women who used hormone replacement therapy for 5 years, then one would get ovarian cancer and the other 999 wouldn't. And probably a few of them would also get breast cancer from it. But that's a few women. Now, if you've got 1,000 women age 50 who were smokers, then if they keep on smoking, then more than half of them would be killed by it. And if they all stopped smoking at 50, if all 1,000 women stopped smoking at 50, then you'd avoid about 500 tobacco deaths. So that's 500 deaths.
Wow.
In comparison with a few cancers. So for comparison, smoking would be 100 or more than 100 times as dangerous. So I just want to put that as a context. I'm not saying that these small risks don't matter, but they do need to be put in the context
yes.
of other risks that we have in society. So smoking, for example, this would be less than 1/100 of the hazard of smoking or of continuing to smoke. I mean, if you're a 50-year-old who smokes, you don't have the option of being a never smoker, but you do have the option of stopping.
Right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I've got more questions. We're talking with Dr. Richard Pito. We're talking about long and short-term use of HRT in women and its increase in ovarian cancer risk. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today. You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkalin, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Richard Pito. We're talking about HRT and women and how it increases the risk of ovarian cancer. And as Dr. Pito was pointing out, in comparison to other things that increase these risks, it may not be as bad as people think, but we have to be informed. When a woman walks into a doctor's office and she's talking about getting on HRT, she needs to make informed decisions. And this is part of it, having all the information available. Dr. Pito, do we know what the risk for these types of ovarian cancers in women, just in the general population, are?
Well, if you talk about getting cancer before you're age 70, then you'd have about 5 out of every 1,000 women would get cancer before 70 if they don't use HRT. That would go up to 6 out of every 1,000 women. It's a small risk, but it's a real one. The thing is, there's always cancer scares coming out every week, every month, and there's things that are supposed to protect against cancer, something new every week, every month, and most of it just isn't true. This is true, but small. It's different from a lot of the cancer scares in that it's definitely true, but it's also definitely small,
right,
not big.
Right. The other thing about cancer is, the relationship between estrogen and things like growth factors like IGF-1, they're not really clear. And what I mean by that is, when we're young, between puberty and, let's say, 21, our body is a raging storm of these hormones in women, plenty of estrogen, and growth factors in men as well. And we don't develop these cancers then. But as we age, obviously, there's all this metabolic debris that accumulates and dysfunction and dysregulation and all this, the factory starts to get sloppy, so to speak. And now we become prone to these cancers, and these cancers are fed by hormones that nurture good cells and bad cells indiscriminately. And, so when we talk about HRT, I'm always scratching my head and thinking, if estrogen causes cancer, why don't girls get it when they're young and their estrogen levels are so high? Now, I understand that, and that's why I was asking probing questions about the delivery method and where these hormones are coming from, because I feel sometimes that there's the devil is in the details when it comes to HRT and even birth control. We have these pharmaceutical approaches to dealing with these things, and quite often the pharmacodynamics of these drugs don't act like the natural hormones in our body.
Well, if you look at birth control pills, we actually did a report on birth control pills and ovarian cancer a few years ago, we got all, just as now we've got all the studies of hormone replacement therapy and ovarian cancer, a few years ago we got all the studies of oral contraceptives and ovarian cancer. And there, just the pill actually is protective. It reduces the likelihood, if you spend a few years on the pill when you're young to prevent pregnancy, then that reduces your likelihood of developing ovarian cancer in middle age or old age, and it reduces your risk of dying from ovarian cancer. And that, again, it's a small effect but real. But the net effect of the pill, of the contraceptive pill, is actually to reduce your lifetime risk of developing cancer and to reduce your lifetime risk of dying of cancer. Again, a small effect but real. So it's not necessary whether it's synthetic or natural. And you know, natural female estrogen will, you know, if you stimulate the womb, the endometrium, with natural female estrogen, then you'll increase the likelihood of endometrial cancer developing. I think this bit isn't natural or not natural. And it's not even pills or not pills. I mean, as I say, the oral contraceptive pill reduces ovarian cancer.
But what kind of pill are we talking about?
Therapy increases. All types of...
Oh, so whether just progesterone only, or it doesn't matter, all of them do.
It was most of the evidence would have been coming from the cyclic pill. You know, you've got just the ordinary, not progesterone only, just the combined oral contraceptive pill.
Gotcha.
So you, if it's preventing, and it was suggested that perhaps it's because it's preventing the normal cycles, the normal menstrual cycles, and that damage accumulates during the normal menstrual cycles, and that the contraceptives, by suppressing this, were providing protection against ovarian cancer in later life. Whatever the mechanism, and again, I'm a statistician,
right,
not a biologist, whatever the mechanism, the protective effect was definitely there, and it outweighed any small hazards.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Was there anything about this this study that gave you an aha moment where you went, gee, I didn't expect that?
I think when we realized that the prospective studies were more reliable than the retrospective studies, because when we started this back in the 1990s, most of the evidence came from retrospective studies, which, you'll remember, that's where you ask the woman who's got ovarian cancer, you know, have you used hormone replacement therapy? And then you try and get a population sample, but of course you can't get a random sample of the population. You can get nearly all the cancer patients to collaborate with you, because once somebody's got cancer, they're really happy to collaborate with research on that cancer. But what the American researchers mostly did, they did what they call random digit dialing. They dialed random telephone numbers, and eventually they get somebody who answers the phone. And then when they've answered the phone, you try and talk them into collaborating with your interview, which is going to take half an hour and going to ask them questions about all sorts of things. And lots of people won't collaborate. And probably the women who were actually taking hormone replacement therapy, they might have been a little bit more collaborative. And so they were slightly overrepresented in the controls. And this meant that we'd got slightly misleading results. And when we realized that the apparent discrepancy between the prospective data, where we don't have this problem, and the retrospective data, where we do, then, that was, aha, now we know how to do it right. Of course, the same thing happened with abortion. There were all these stories about abortion causing breast cancer.
Right.
And, you know, and it was all coming from retrospective studies. Now, when you look prospectively, or when you link national records of who's had an abortion, who gets breast cancer, as they did in Denmark, for example, you find no hazard at all. It doesn't protect against breast cancer. It doesn't cause breast cancer. It's irrelevant to breast cancer. I mean, except insofar as having children is protective. But, you know, among people who've had the same number of children, it doesn't matter whether or not they've had one or more abortions. And what was happening, when you do it properly, looking at the prospective data, you find no such hazard. But if you do retrospective, you know, just imagine you're asking a woman who's got cancer, have you ever had an abortion? We want to understand the reasons for cancer. And she'd probably tell you the truth. But if you just knock on the door, oh, Mrs. Jones, we want to ask you some questions. Have you ever had an abortion? Well, no, of course not.
Right.
So, you know, so you were getting a difference, and you were seeming to get more abortions in the women who got the cancers. And so this myth arose about abortion causing breast cancer, and it doesn't. So it's this difference between the retrospective studies and the prospective. For some questions, you have to restrict yourself to the prospective studies. And these effects of hormone replacement therapy, the effects of abortion, cancer.
Yeah.
Yes, that was an aha moment, very definitely.
Especially from a statistician standpoint, because you're only going to be as successful as the numbers are pure, so to speak. And
you've got to have reliable data, reliable evidence.
Yeah.
We've got it now.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take one real quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
The makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex, is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hey, Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Richard Pito. We're talking about how HRT increases the risk of ovarian cancer, certain ovarian cancers in women. However, and this is why, Dr. Pito, this is why I like to have the actual authors of studies on the show, as opposed to the kind of pandering that goes on within the mainstream media. Because, you know, 3 days ago when this paper broke, CBS here in the United States, several of the news agencies, they blasted, you know, hormone replacement therapy raises new cancer concerns. And while this is true, they don't balance it the way you are, where you know, you've been very judicious. Every time you say it, you say, you know, it's a real risk, but it's a very small risk. And it's important that these kind of messages be delivered that way, because the problem is that there are a lot of women out there who are benefiting from their HRT right now that'll just summarily call their doctor and say, I want off. If all they ever hear is the headline on the late night news, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. I think it is a real risk. There's about 5 million women in America who are taking HRT. And if they do about 5 years each, then there'll be about 1,000 a year get cancer of the ovary. And, you know, cancer of the ovary is a very nasty disease and it kills people. About two-thirds of the people who get it are killed by it. So it's a small hazard, but it is a certain number of real people getting real cancer of the ovary and getting killed by it. And I don't know how one sets a small risk, a small but real risk of a life-threatening disease against real, you know, relief of really bad menopausal symptoms. We don't make recommendations ourselves. We just say, look, these are the numbers. I think it is worth, though, when we're talking about cancer scares in general, bearing in mind that U.S. cancer death rates as a whole are going down, not up. If you say what's the probability that somebody's going to die of cancer, say, before they're 70, well, you know, it's lower now than it was in the year 2000. It's lower in the year 2000 than it was in the year 1990. I mean, death rates are dropping quite nicely, partly because so many people have stopped smoking. But even in non-smokers, the death rates from cancer are drifting downwards, partly due to better treatment, and partly because some cancers that, you know, some types of cancer are just getting less common. We do not live in a world in a sort of sea of carcinogens. We don't live in a, well, we do, but not in an increasing sea of carcinogens.
Right.
We're not worse off than we were in the middle of the last century or at the beginning of the last century. The thing is, cancer death rates are drifting downwards, but death rates from other diseases are going down even faster. And so the proportion that's attributable to cancer, the proportion of deaths attributable to cancer is actually increasing, but it's because cancer's decreasing and other things are going down even faster.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, we're living longer than ever before. We're worrying more and more about it.
Well,
that's true in the United States and in the United Kingdom.
The other thing is that obesity and insulin resistance in and of themselves increase the risk of ovarian and breast cancer in women. Women don't have to be on HRT. They don't even have to be on HRT. So,
yeah, obesity, insulin resistance, these do still, even with the amount of obesity there is in the States, smoking is causing more deaths than obesity. Probably about twice as many deaths before 70 are caused by smoking as are caused by obesity still.
Mm.
So it's still the number one cause. And in America, about a third of all the cancer deaths are caused by smoking, and then it's killing more people by other diseases than it kills by cancer. So, sure, I mean, that's the big one. And so many people have stopped smoking that overall cancer rates are dropping. But actually, the cancer rates are dropping slowly among non-smokers too.
It always amazes me how people pick up smoking now. You know, I mean, when I was a young man in the 70s, I started smoking when I was in high school for a short period of time, and then I stopped. It just wasn't something that fit into my persona. But I tried it because all my friends did. But we didn't have the news about tobacco's dangers were just starting to really come to the forefront at that time. But now today, it's so clear, and this generation, my generation, I'm 57 now, well, I will be 57, our generation, we saw a lot of the lives lost to tobacco. And I to me, it still boggles the mind how people just cavalierly pick up smoking. Still to today, young people, you know, they just start smoking.
The problem is this thing of so many things being linked to cancer. That's why I want to avoid this being yet another thing linked to cancer.
Uh-huh.
You know, hundreds and hundreds of things linked to cancer. There are very few things that are reliably linked to cancer, and there's nothing else that's as big as smoking.
Yeah.
So, you know, obesity, insulin resistance, I mean, this is second. I mean, smoking is first. Yeah, I mean, there's been, over the last 50 years, there's been about 20 million deaths in America from smoking. But, you know, some of those are deaths after the age of 70, but, you know, quite a lot of them are deaths before the age of 70. So it's a huge waste of life, and, you know, worldwide, it's a ridiculous number of deaths.
Do you have a lot of tobacco use there in the UK?
A bit less than the US. Of course, you still have tobacco advertising, which we don't.
Oh.
So it's a bit easier for us. So you're still allowed, your tobacco manufacturers can still advertise it. Whereas throughout Europe now, tobacco advertising has been banned for about 10 years. And that helps. It helps also, you know, that it helps to get people to take it seriously. There were surveys done in Britain back in the 1990s, about 20 years ago. And half the population agreed with the statement, smoking can't be all that dangerous, otherwise the government wouldn't let them advertise it. Well, it was, and they did, but they don't anymore. But they do in America. So, I don't know, it's odd. It is odd that it's still allowed to advertise, that they're still allowed to advertise that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the trouble is that the freedoms of advertisers are put before the freedoms of the population. If I were to be free, my kids to grow up free from dishonest pressures to adopt a habit that would kill half of them. Well,
yes.
You know, I don't have that freedom, but we've got the freedom of the manufacturers to advertise. I don't know, different freedoms.
Yeah,
the freedoms,
no, I agree.
Of the rich aren't the freedoms of the population. The freedoms of Joseph Stalin were not the freedoms of the Russian population.
Yeah, interesting.
Anyway,
very good.
Look,
very good.
I don't really know very much else. I think you ought to actually ask somebody else who knows lots and lots of things about lots and lots of other subjects. I've said what I've got to say.
No, I agree. I agree 100%.
It's small and real. It's a small risk. It's a real risk. It's nowhere near as big as smoking. Smoking kills. Stopping works.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dr. Pito.
Thank you for the invitation.
All right. Bye-bye. There you go. One in 1,000. Increase one in 1,000 cases of ovarian cancer in women who use HRT. And one in 1,700 deaths from ovarian cancer and women who use HRT. And I'm sure that there are ways to mitigate that risk through lifestyle, exercise, diet, and so on. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm moving the show quickly today because, quite frankly, the snow is falling and I may be stranded here at the studio. If I'm stranded here at the studio, I'm going to go on a filibuster. I'm going to be on the air for 24 hours. How's that sound? All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, Whey Isolate, Whey Concentrate, Milk Isolate, Casein and Egg, quality protein sources with Carbolin, Free Alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing Carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-Alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Well, I had intended on having Paul Becker on, but like everything else today, it seems to be going awry. You know, Paul does live on the island of Mauritius, off the coast of Madagascar. Quite frankly, where one of our listeners, Dominique Lest, lives. And I'm not able to reach him. So I think we're just going to pull the plug on the show early, and I'm going to try to get out of the studio and get home before the snow piles up on me. We're supposed to have 12 inches today. We had, I think, 4 inches when I was driving here, and I believe another 3 or 4 inches have fallen already. So it's there's no doubt about it that I could get stranded here if I stay here and work late today. So here's what I'm going to do. I will have Paul Becker on the show to give away 2 Earth Pulse V5 units to 2 lucky listeners. I will work hard to have him on this week to announce that on how you can enter. And he also wants to correct some numbers that he quoted on the show that he realized after he listened to the show that he gave the wrong numbers about some waveforms. So he feels compelled to get it right. He doesn't want to come off like a snake oil salesman. So here's how about this? Those of you who are in snow country, get out and play in the snow. As for me, I'm going to try to get out of the studio before I get snowed in. I don't have a cot here, and the little refrigerator in the studio is empty. We'll see everybody tomorrow.